Appreciate that. Be at mobile.
Ninja LTR, Taylor's Orchard. I didn't even notice if they had that up there yet or not. I think it's way too early yet. Or not way too early, but some early. Oh, I can't wait. I could live on Peaches Day. No, I'm headed back north. The mountains are a little bit froggy this morning, almost like smoke up there. The dew point's been really low, and the humidity's been extremely low lately, ironically. I love this temperature, but that wind's been a little bit on the annoying side out there.
You want to go flying. But I'm telling you what, the green is just blossoming everywhere. I'm leaving the house and looking at it. I thought before I left, my grass needs cutting. No, it hadn't been long since I cut it, less than a whole week, I think. And it needs cutting again already. And so does everybody else's. So whatever's going on with the wind and the sun and the rain, it's the grass is liking it a lot.
Kind of proud this morning, the UPS guy dropped off a package, and he said, wow. He said, you got a beautiful lawn. He says, I don't see a single weed out there. I said, yeah, but it's kind of a hobby. Fescue's green all winter. It takes a beating in the heat, but I don't like to brag, but ours is looking beautiful this year. Yeah, and yes, I've cut it about 5 times already, Dave.
More times than I've cut mine. I think I cut mine 3 times so far. And it's been with the gas lawnmower, the big John Deere, because all the stuff that fell in the wintertime, the little electric one can't handle all that stuff. And the little electric one, you got to stay ahead of it, because if it gets really tall, it'll bog it down. But if you keep up with it, you know, it'll have enough juice to get through the whole yard. So I think if I go ahead and cut it today, I can do it with the electric one and make it before I run out of battery juice.
Mobile. Passing Willis is here. And I just filled up with gas. Oh, shoot. Well, Dave, I'll tell you. Mine's been to the point in just a few days after it rains. Like last week I put fertilizer on it. I just do whatever Amy says to do, our daughter. And I put that fertilizer on 2 days after it rained, about needed a combine.
W4DJW, I did the same thing. Amy had some come in, and I put it out. It was our second round so far this spring. And the rain hit perfect. And now it already needs to cut again. That stuff works really fast.
It reminds me of what her mom used to put on a lot of crops and stuff called nitrate. And this little BB-like stuff. I think it had some kind of insecticide in it, too, for fire ants. I'm not sure. I did go out and kill a few fire ants on the perimeter. The neighbor where you used to live, she only mows her lawn if it's absolutely necessary, and it is solid weeds. So I have to kind of keep an eye on the perimeter out there. They're great kids, don't get me wrong. They're young. Her and her brother live there. But they just have... She told me one day, she said, I don't like to go outside. I hate the outside, and it shows it.
Phase. I'll probably go through that phase and get on to another phase. We all go through phases. I noticed yesterday I did a bunch of pressure washing, the back deck and everything on it, the truck and the car, and did Amy's car the day before that. So I noticed when I was switching over from the front hose to the back hose, there was a colony of ants out there by the the backyard water tap. So hired killers will have something to do when they come next time.
I bought some Spectracide fire ant killer last year, and my neighbor Tim on the other side, on the west side, he gets them along our driveway once in a while, or if I see them in his yard, I'll go get them. But it's not near as effective as that Amdro, A-M-D-R-O. Amdro's more expensive, but you put that stuff on there, it works. And I've tried everything else. I put Talstar on them 3 or 4 days ago. I always like to tick them off, you know, when I go out there. So I take Bernice's mother's hoe, and I go out there and I scrape it a little bit and make them come up. And Talstar's the best insecticide I've ever used in my life. I mean, Tim had a yard full of fleas, and his dogs kept getting them. And I said, just get some of that bifenthrin. It's Talstar down there at the Hired Killers there on 14. I said, that'll take care of it. Boy, it did. I think Rusty even used it. But we don't touch them fire ants. Them tough customers.
The Hired Killers worry about that. One time I went and got some stuff for some army worms that I thought were coming in the yard. One of the guys up the road stopped by and told me, those are army worms. You need to do something quick. So I did. But the rest of the time, I just I'll let Hired. They'll work to like 20 feet out from the house. They can't go any further than that. Some kind of legal something. But they got bought out by somebody else who sent me a bill and said, we're going to go up from 65 a quarter to 80 a quarter. And I said, no, when I made my original contract with them, they said, as long as I'm a customer, it'll be what my going-in price was, 65 a quarter. And I told them, well, you can just cancel mine because I didn't agree to that. They said, okay, they were going to cancel it. Then about 2 hours later, somebody called back and says, we can go 65. So I still have them for the same thing I bought them for 20 years ago.
Dealing, Dave. And, yes, the daughter owned Lawn Doctor Greer. And there's a good profit, very excellent profit on those chemicals and things. It's the labor that is the, catch-22, getting somebody to put it out there. But those army worms, Amy said they'll take out a half a yard in a couple of days. So you did the right thing.
Because they didn't get the lawn, but they have in the past. I have been hit by them in the past where they took out the lawn. I remember my granddaughter saying one time, "We don't have a yard, do we?" That's when I got serious about working on the yard after she made that comment.
The virtual desert when we moved here, and guys back in Kansas, I wouldn't have cared if it was asphalt, but Bernice always did. And I use the rider. I'm not able to push one because of the heart failure thing. And she just doesn't need to anymore, but she does the weed eating. Oh, that's a booger. I bought her a weed eater last year that was 80 volt. And, boy, there's a great deal of difference. Like I bought a weed blower, the Greenwork stuff, and it's 60-volt ones, and they're a lot lighter than that 80-volt one, which I guess that makes sense, you know, because of the ampere hours and that. But I feel sorry for her when she goes out there with that weed eater, and then she comes back and she's all green, you know. But it's heavy. I was trying to get away from heavy, getting away from the, gas-type engine, and go to the two-cycle engine and go to battery, but they are heavy unless you're young. This is N0TR.
And this will be my last one when I get out at my first stop. Then I'll be back. But I got the Ego, both the trimmer and the weed eater and the grass trimmer, two different things. The grass trimmer has different attachments, and one of them's weed eater, so that would be redundant. But I got the weed eater before they made a grass trimmer. And then I got the grass trimmer when it came out. They're both pretty light. They're 56 volts, and they do all I can stand to do. Anyway, I'm pulling into the post office, and then I'll be back to head over to Staples. Just running my rounds this morning. If I don't talk to you again, have a good one. Good talking to you, Tom. N0TRW4DJW.
Okay, Dave, I just needed to get gas, and then I needed to go to the bank, and I'm back home sitting in the drive, so that worked out great. And I'll catch you down the line, Dave, and have a good day and a safe day. W4DJW, N0TR 73, and I'm clear.
DJW Mobile. It sounds real scratchy.
Let me bump the power up a little bit. Hold on.
You weren't talking into the back of the mic the first time, were you?
Yeah, it's a possibility. I'm sitting underneath some power lines at work, too, so that might not be helping. I'm on the backside of Parrish Mountain over here off of 290.
Parrish Mountain. Oh, way up there close to 25?
I'm at the Taylor's Bus Barn, right there at Old Rutherford and 290.
I get you better on reverse than I do. I'm at 101 in Wade Hampton, so we're probably a couple of miles apart.
I'm just sitting here in the truck on a break, getting ready to go back out here in a minute. So, just I heard you and Tom there talking a minute ago, and it sounded like you're out doing some running around.
I'm surprised I made it out of the Greer Post Office onto Wade Hampton, down to 101, and then turn it in at Staples without stopping. First time in years I've been able to do Wade Hampton, get on Wade Hampton without waiting 10 minutes.
There's no truck coming up 290 right now. They got road construction right there around the Old Rutherford area, and they got traffic backed up.
But I know where you're talking about. Is that where St. Mark's Road comes out into 290?
Just north of there where the spec station is.
The Caesars Head, a couple of weeks ago, they were working on that, and they had to wait. So I went Gross Meadow Road, came out at Double Springs Church and bypassed all that stuff.
It'd be a better bet. Looks like they're, when I was down there a few minutes ago, they were scraping the road up, running it through the recycler to repave part of Rutherford right there, Old Rutherford right there.
Oh, they 290. they need to redo 290. That's, they need to make it wider. It's not that it's got so many potholes, although it does in places, but there's so much traffic lately, they need to open
it. Another driver and I was talking about that this morning, that they need to widen it, repave it, make it at least a 3 or 4 lane, so we'll see what happens eventually. I know they've been surveying for it, so I don't know what they're planning on doing. Anyways, I'll let you go, and I just wanted to say hello this morning.
I remember when Woodruff was just like 290. Woodruff, it was 2 lane. And now look at it. I think it's 6 lanes in some places. Anyway, have a good one. Good talking to you, Leroy. 5WLLW4DJW Mobile.
Yeah, Roger. They, in some places, that's still not wide. 73K, 5WLL4, we'll clear.